You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
I'm Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at GoVeg.com. That's GoVeg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
It's WMFO in Medford. Hey, you care to share that with the entire class, Mr. Parchek? Making so much noise over there? You've got nothing to say for once in your life. 10:20 in the morning, it's WMFO. That was what I expected from you. Okay. All right, so we just heard another set curated by Mr. Parchek. It was awesome. Let's do the same thing we did before. We'll talk about them, and then you guys can let us know your thoughts. Started off way back when. It seems like it was yesterday all of a sudden. We're just engrossed with this music. It was Jeff Beck from the Truth Record in 1968. It was Beck's Bolero.
I wish that that band had been able to stay together, the band that recorded that track, because I think there were plans, kind of unholy plans, to kind of steal Keith Moon away from The Who and put this thing together. And imagine, even if they could have just done one whole album and a tour, that it was so creative. Obviously, they were sparking off of each other and having a great time. And
yeah,
I mean, you've got Jimmy Page, you've got Jeff Beck, Keith Moon. It doesn't really get a whole lot better than that.
It's like you mentioned that, and I know that, but still, hearing that collection of musicians that gave us that, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, sonically, it doesn't disappoint.
No.
It just blows us away, you know, years later. That was, what, 1968?
And it was unusual, too, because it's a bolero rhythm. Now, who's expecting a rock god, you know, to release a bolero rhythm? And it's memorable. The melody is, you know, to die for. And it rocks.
It does. All right. Next, we heard from 1975's Blow by Blow. There were three from Blow by Blow in this record. it's Jeff and 'Cause We Ended as Lovers. Yeah,
I mean that's phenomenal.
People talk about his guitar tone, and that's exactly all you have to do is play that.
Yeah, and his ability to state a melody.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Blow by Blow is one of his best records ever. Yep. There isn't a bad song on that, and it just keeps getting more and more as it goes. I mean, I saw the tour, and I was completely blown away, and I've been a Jeff Beck fan ever since, and it just couldn't get any better.
I feel so badly that I didn't see him live, but it must have been just life-changing.
It was my opinion, and still my opinion, there's three great guitar players: Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck, and Eric Clapton, and then everybody else.
And Peter Parchek. and then the third, no, I'm serious, though. I'm going to stop wearing a hat because of you. The third song of the set was also from Blow by Blow. She's a Woman. Right?
She's a Woman, yes. Another amazing
song. Another great
song.
Track off there. Yep. From Wired in 1976, the next year, Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat. Speaking of hats.
Beautifully stated melody and a classic Charles Mingus track. And it's really interesting because Jeff Beck is trying something there that is, you know, quite difficult to do. He's taking a jazz classic, and he's putting his own spin on it with respect, but also with beauty and grace. And his ability to play ballads is quite formidable.
Sure is. Well stated. And rounded off that set from Blow by Blow, Freeway Jam. I mean, you know, you hear that, and it's just anybody. It's recognizable to anybody, even the youngsters among us. I mean, everybody's heard that, you know, and it's just outstanding.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that he made this record with George Martin.
There you go.
That's right. I forgot about that. And, yeah.
And there are extra touches on the record, strings in places, arrangement touches that you can really feel. There's a kind of a super sonic level going on.
Absolutely.
It's a great driving song.
It's a great driving song.
Yeah, Freeway Jam. How can you miss on that? You just get in your car and you crank it up. And next thing you know, you're going 100 miles an hour.
And you're, how did I get to Sacramento?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. At 10:25 in the morning, we're going to go back to 1965 in the Yardbirds once again from Roger the Engineer. This is Jeff's Boogie. It's WMFO. 10:42 in the morning. It's WMFO. The Squeaky Chair is here along with the rest of us, me and Peter Parchak and Dan Anklin, celebrating the life and music of Jeff Beck. Let's talk about what we just heard again in that, I think, the third set that we've done of his work. The Yardbirds started us off from 1966's release. Roger the Engineer, Jeff's Boogie.
Hey, what can you say about that song? I mean, I have heard Stevie Ray Vaughan do it, and me and Peter were talking off air here about, you know, very few people want to try to touch anything by the Yardbirds. It just,
right?
It just, you know, if you don't do it if you don't do it well, it's going to sound like you know what, and you just don't want to touch it. It's just one of those songs that you don't want to do. So to hear Stevie Ray do it. It was he did it well, And again, I haven't heard anybody else do it.
Yeah, against that, can handle it. That kind of bass line, it's almost fruitless to try to do it.
It's an amazing song. Just like all, there's nothing he did that I didn't like. So
yep. Going back to 1968's Truth record, we heard Shapes of Things. You know, we were talking about how great the Truth record is. Yeah. Thoughts Shapes?
That was my first one. His version, Morning Dew. I mean, I've heard Morning Dew done by Robert Plant. I've heard him done by Clapton. I've heard it done by the Allman Brothers. But Truth, Jeff Beck, forget it. Rod Stewart singing.
Yeah, the vocals. That's the first thing I said when it came on, right? It's like, wow. I love hearing Rod Stewart back when he was really able to do that.
Before the 80s.
Yep. Next was a record called Emotion and Commotion in 2010. That was Corpus Christi Carol.
Yeah, this is an example to me of the restlessness and the creative growth of Jeff Beck. It seemed like he refused to stand still. He was trying new things. I mean, there's an orchestra here.
Yeah.
Mated with his beautiful electric guitar. And I guess what strikes me the most is there are a lot of technically brilliant guitarists in the world. And there have been in the history of electric guitar. Jeff Beck is one of the ones whose guitar is both brilliant but also speaks. It says something. When he plays, he says something. And that's, to me, that puts him in a different aura, a different stratosphere.
The next song we played was a perfect example of that, Back to Blow by Blow, which came out in 1975. We heard Scatterbrain. Mm. I mean, what a perfect example of what you're talking about, right? I was transfixed with that. I mean, I've heard it a million, billion times. And every time, it's just like, wow, that guy can play.
Yeah, and I believe that George Martin did the orchestration. And I think that the pianist on that record, Max Middleton, might have created kind of the chord pattern that goes with that amazing sort of figure that Jeff Beck is playing.
And finished up with Jeff Beck's Guitar Shop with Terry Bozzio and Tony Hymas. Where Were You?
Oh, man.
What a way to end up a set.
I love that track. There's if any of the listeners and my friends here in the studio have access to YouTube, there's a beautiful program of Jeff Beck demonstrating that in a television studio. And the host's jaw just drops.
Right.
Like he's sitting in a studio with his guitar on a chair or a couch, and he plays that, and the whole play, it's like they've gone to church.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'm looking at that afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, it's brilliant. Truly right. Brilliant.
Not to mention, Terry Bozzio is probably one of the best drummers ever. So to put the two of them together is like magic. Mm.
Okay, at 10:47 in the morning, we've got one more set. It's a four-song set, and we're starting off with something from There and Back. This is Star Cycle at WMFO.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
need all you need.